MLK Mobile.
News Chain, KO4HKX.
Mobile, KJ4CTD Mobile.
And I don't know how to prove that I'm mobile. And I was thinking earlier, I don't remember your name. I know I've talked to you. The other station, go ahead. Good afternoon, Wyatt. No, I can't prove I'm mobile unless I hold the microphone out the window. Go ahead, Patrick. Getting to work. Can't take a week off, you know, like others can.
Had the week off.
One of my kids.
What you been up to? I had to do inventory this week, so I haven't had all week off.
Clarify, I did not have the whole week off. I had more off than I normally get, though. But it's also just the season to close the book, so I've been coding for the CPA. Yippee.
Say I've had every day off this week. It's just the nights that give me the problems. It's a little off.
Zimble that mark.
Very nice Christmas, and hope you enjoy this weekend with family and friends or whatever you do.
Christmas, very relaxing for this year, so that was a change of pace.
Beach, hang out with the siblings, left mom all alone at the rehab center, and I was thinking, you know, I'm out in this traffic. Maybe I should be explosive for this coming weekend.
Been in rehab.
Knee surgery about a week and a half ago, and she got sprung yesterday. I'm actually on my way over to see her, and I'm getting ready to get in the Paris Mountain Shadow. So I will make this my final, and we'll catch y'all later. KJ4CTD. Been back, y'all.
Good to hear you, and I hope everything goes good with your mom's recovery. KO4HKX.
3, and I hope your mom recovers quickly. N4ZLK. Patrick, pretty quiet over Christmas, is that what you said?
Was pretty quiet. Christmas Day was really quiet.
TR.
I think I heard TR.
Yes, sir. Hi, Patrick. Hi, Shane. I just wanted to tell you that your friend John Gebel talked to me for quite a while this afternoon, but he actually was calling you, Shane.
When I talk to him in the middle of the night, he knows I should be sleeping in the daytime. I don't know. I can't stay up for 24 hours. No, that's good. He's a nice guy. I always enjoy talking to him. Actually, I haven't talked to him in a while. Been getting down the road a little bit later, and I think he's been gone to bed and or not on the radio.
Yeah, he said he talked to you a lot on the repeater over in Georgia. I can't remember the name of the town now. It's been over 5 minutes. How's your day, Patrick?
Hey, we went and put the tool truck back together after finishing up inventory. I'm on my way home now, just about to get there. So how about you and Miss Bernice, Tom?
Whole family together there on Christmas, and had a wonderful meal. And they're back in safely up in Michigan. Has Abby gone back to Ohio State yet? She probably still at home. She was down here also. And this is her last year in college, so that, or university, whatever you want to call it. But it was pretty nice. And we don't do anything special for New Year's. Just glad to be around on New Year's, Patrick.
Glad y'all had a good time with family. And we usually go up to our pastor's house, and the whole church, but most of the church goes up there, and we spend the New Year's together there.
What?
I'm up there again, Tom. It's been almost 5 minutes. Didn't want you to forget about me. No, and 4ZLK. No, I'm glad you had a nice time with family. We did too. It was busy. Several spent the night for 2 or 3 nights in a row, but we loved having the little grandkids around, the granddaughters, and those the kids, of course. We had it was relaxing when they finally all left. It was kind of quieted down a little bit. But we love it, every minute of it. Go ahead, Patrick.
When I'm gonna make this my last one, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway, so I'll be getting out of the vehicle. But good to hear both of you. I hope both of you, if I don't talk to you again, have a wonderful new year, and I will speak to you on down the log, KO4HKX. I'll be clear. 73s, guys.
See you later, Patrick. 73s, and glad you had a nice Christmas also. That's nice to go up and share with the pasture. Well, Shane, the band opened up pretty good last night on 40 meters. I didn't stay on it too long. For some reason, I was tired. I have my good days and bad days when it comes to being tired or not tired, and so we shut her down about 11. But it doesn't seem like it opens up till pretty late over that direction. Russia was prevalent. South Africa was there. I don't know, quite a few of them. And some even on the sideband.
Have a good day. That's good, Tom. I guess it's different parts, different times of the night, different locations come in. Is it pretty consistent on those, or is it just whenever? Like, can you predict or slightly predict an area that might come in at a certain time of day?
Definitely. And especially at the gray lines of a morning when the sun's coming up, it can be quite a few decibels better. And of an evening, when it's just dark or shortly thereafterwards, the signals are much stronger at times. And my opinion is, over the years, if you're going to work during the day, normally the upper frequencies are the best, 10, 15, 17, 12, 20. You get any lower than that during the day, and normally not. That's my opinion. You might get different ones, but I've done it in 30 years. That's Bernie. She dropped something on the glass stove there. And then of a night, a 40 meter goes along, I'd say about 8 o'clock or something like that. And I can be talking on 17 or something out west, and, in the States, like to California or something, and just all at once, just clunk, and it's gone. So that's when you start going down in frequency. 30 meters, 10 megacycles, is great of an evening, most any time. But the better frequencies really are normally from 15 on down. And sometimes 20 meters and 15 meters will open up at night. Seldom on 10. It's more of a daytime band. But that doesn't always hold true. But anything after about 8 o'clock up till any time, well, way late, is good on the lower bands, and 160s also, a nighttime band mostly. But I know you probably don't have that. But I haven't heard a great deal on 160 at all. Here right now, it's not justified even to have it, in my opinion. Unless you're running FT8, I see a couple of those on there now and then. But to Europe, you got to figure, it's midnight when it's 7 o'clock here, because they're 5 hours ahead of us. So how many hams that stay up 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning? They'll generally get up early, from 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning on. However, sometimes you can talk to Australia and that really late at night. On there, Shane. But I'd say the lower bands at night and the upper bands during the daytime.
That okay? Yeah, I kind of figured that out a little bit. I know that on 20 meters, it seemed like the later I stayed up, the further the signal went. Like, I 20 and 40, I could work Europe in the evening pretty well, seemed like, and then way early in the morning, 2 or 3, all of a sudden, Australia, I'd start hearing them. And I don't know if that's consistent or if that just was a couple times that happened to me.
I have a hard time calculating the times, but I know when I was working, most of the time 5 days a week, and a lot of the time 6 days a week, but on Friday night and Saturday night, sometimes Sunday night, I'd stay up real late, and it would be the next day at noon in Australia. And I would talk to islands out there in Micronesia and Samoa and, you know, just all of the little exotic islands that I, you know, that I ever thought of. And that happened really late at night back in Kansas. And we're one more skip, usually a skip. The maximum will be 2,500 miles, Shane.
And I know that, and I've also, I mean, I've talked to the, well, you know, Duncan, he hosts the net, or calls the net every other Monday night, I think, up in Asheville. I've worked him several times at nighttime on 40 meters, so it's just interesting how you can work a station really closely and then work somebody pretty far away, almost in the same time period.
I used to talk to the guys back in Kansas. A lot of my, they're gone now, that were older than me that I knew back there. And I talked to them of a morning on 40 up till about 10 o'clock in the morning. And then they would jump over to 20 meters and then we could talk again. So, yeah, it's a learning curve and you learn to know about when. Last night I talked to Spain, France, Switzerland, and Malawi over in Africa. New Zealand on 10 meters on the 24th. French Polynesia, Turkey, Israel, Honduras, Bosnia, Hawaii. Quite a few different ones. Those are just the confirmed ones. Last night was... Oh, that gentleman you talked to, I think, out in the Indian Ocean, he was on 20, on the 28th. And there's a Russian, there's a guy in Alaska. Just all over the place, I guess you'd say, Shane. VK9X on 10. And then I worked... a lot of the Christmas stations, just for the fun of it, they were mostly on sideband, but I worked quite a few of them on CW also, or those voice-on-the-air ones, you know. And I talked to that fellow over in, your friend John, he also talks to him a lot, but he's got four full-size 40-meter beams in two locations, Mozambique and ZS6 down in South Africa. He sounds like WYFF4 here, you know. But he remembers you. He calls you by name. He can even remember your wife's name if you tell him. He's got a beautiful webpage over there in South Africa. So I talked to him, let's see, on the 22nd, just to say hello and wish him Merry Christmas. But he's a little lower than what you're allowed yet. I think he was on 7156, Shane.
Yeah, I saw some comments about him. I've heard John mention him a couple times. Sounds like he's got a big station down there. I don't really tune around down in the band, the portion of the band that I'm not licensed yet. I need to upgrade. That's what I need to do. But anyway... Tom, I've enjoyed it today. I always enjoy talking to you. I hope you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. But I'm pulling into the parking lot. Got to go punch in. And I'll have the radio on, but, you know, it'll be a little bit difficult to talk for a little bit until I get back on the road again. But you and Miss Bernice have a good evening and happy new year. If I don't talk to you between now and then, and just enjoy your night. And I always enjoy talking to you. N0TR N4ZLK.
Love talking to you. And you'll be safe out there tonight. And yeah, John said that, John Gebo, I like to call him John, he said that he was the best ambassador in this world ever, was at ZS60CY. And he's worth just listening to if you ever see him posted on there. And that's timely because I was supposed to eat a while ago, but I made a mistake. She was making the apple strudel. Eat your heart out. Take care, Shane. So, N4ZLK and 0TR73.
Thanks for just telling me again something else she's baked to make my mouth water here. Have a good evening. N4ZLK.